Senate Bill 618, which I've sponsored alongside the senators from Mercer and Blair counties, is a simple concept. It would ban the state, county, local municipality, school district, or college that receives state taxpayer subsidies from requiring a proof of the COVID-19 vaccine to enter a facility within its territory. The state could not require proof of vaccines for a citizen to enter into a restaurant, a barbershop, or live their daily lives. New York State created the Excelsior Pass, which is a QR code that individuals show to prove they've received the vaccine. Taxpayers in New York State paid IBM to develop this vaccine passport app to the tune of $2.5 million. And here is something to be aware of. The three approved vaccines have been approved under emergency use authorization. None of the vaccines have been fully approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. Under federal law, an individual must be given the option to accept or refuse administration of the vaccine. The good news is that the administration has stated that they have no plans to implement a vaccine passport in Pennsylvania. This bill will ensure that remains the case. Yesterday, the gentlelady from Blair County amended the legislation to prohibit the Secretary of Health from unilaterally putting in place prohibitions that we have all experienced and heard a lot about from our constituents over the last 15 months. Over the last few months, we have seen a massive data breach over very sensitive personal health care data and information from the third-party vendor the Department of Health tasked to contact trace citizens here in the Commonwealth. We still do not have answers for the more than 70,000 Pennsylvanians impacted. This legislation will assure the people of Pennsylvania that the state will not even entertain a possible vaccine passport smartphone app, as well as ban any requirement of proof of vaccine to carry on our day-to-day lives.